2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, it's Labor Day weekend, and we're going to make things really, really easy for you today. We want you to relax. It's Labor Day. It's a time for you just to sit back and read the Sunday paper and enjoy this last official weekend of summer. I mean, we still have plenty of summer weather ahead of us, but when you think of Labor Day, you think, well, summer's over, the kids go back to school, and we're now into the fall season. Well, we still have plenty of summer weather left, so let's enjoy it. So sit back, relax, and we're going to tell you about your gardens. We've talked about shrubs. We've talked about trees, annuals, perennials this morning so far. Now I want to talk a little bit about bulbs. The first type of bulb are the ones that you have in your garden now that are not winter hardy, which means they have to be dug up and brought inside the house for the winter. Otherwise, they're going to freeze, they're going to die, and you'll have to buy all new bulbs. The most common are dahlias, and dahlias can grow anywhere from 18 inches up to 6 feet, flowers 2 inches in diameter to 12 inches in diameter. Glads are not winter hardy. They have to be brought in. Tuberous begonias have to be brought in. Callas, calla lilies, caladium. So there's quite a few that need to be brought in. So even if you're not quite sure if it's winter hardy or not, you know, give us a call next week. We'll talk about it and we'll help you. But the major bulbs that you buy in the spring are not winter hardy. The bulbs that you buy in the fall can tolerate the winter. So, knowing this, just a few things I need you to do. Now, if you're growing dahlias, for example, and you've got some that are 18 inches tall and some that are 3 feet tall and some that are 6 foot, you need to label them now, because when you put them in your basement for the winter, you're going to forget what color they are and how tall they grew. So go down to any office supply stores, even, you know, Walmart and places like that. Go in the office department, and you can buy small packages of string tags, a little white tag with a piece of string on it. And what you're going to do is use a pencil or a waterproof magic marker, and you're going to write red so that you know what color it is and the height, and attach the label to the plant. And that way, when you get a frost, you can cut off the dead foliage, dig up the plant, and now you can attach the label to the bulbs. And next year, when you go to plant them or to start them early, you'll be able to know, wow, this is the one that grew 6 feet tall and it was red. That way you don't put the 6-footer in the front of the flower bed and the one that's 18 inches in the back of the flower bed. So label them for color and for height. Okay? Now, glads. A lot of people have never grown glads before, and it's the first time for everybody. So you wait for a frost. When a frost kills a plant, you pull it out of the ground, and you look at it, and you go, what happened? I have two bulbs. I only planted one, but now I've got two. So, the reason for that is, the bulb that's on the bottom is the bulb that you actually planted. The bulb that's on top, with the foliage coming out of it, is the new bulb for next year. So what you need to do is to take a pair of pruners, cut off the flower stem and all the leaves, pull the two bulbs apart, and throw the bottom away, because it has transferred its energy to the new bulb for next year. Okay? Clean it up. Make it look nice. Throw everything away except for the top bulb. Now, to make sure there's no problems with bugs, and glads do have bugs, and most of the time we don't see them, their main insect is called a thrip. And it's as big as a dot that you make on a piece of paper with a pencil or a ballpoint pen. That's how small it is. So what I want you to do is this. Clean up all of your glad bulbs, put them in a paper bag, and in the bag with the bulb, I want you to shake an insecticide called Eight, E-I-G-H-T, as a dust. And a lot of you will use Eight to control Japanese beetles, to take care of chewing insects. If you don't have Eight, use a rose and flower dust. Shake some in, shake the bulbs so they're all coated with the dust, and that will ensure any bugs that are there will die. Okay? Now, what I do with my glads, I take a pair of my wife's old pantyhose, and I'll place the bulbs into the legs, and then drive a nail into the rafters of my cellar, and hang the pantyhose from the rafters. The pantyhose are porous, so the air can move in and out, and that way there's no problem with the bulbs rotting during the winter. They stay cool, they stay dry, there's no moisture that's trapped on it to create a fungus problem. And in the spring, you just take them off the rafter and replant them. How can you beat that? So, but you got to clean them, dust them, and hang them that way. Glads don't need to be covered with anything because they've got a real tough skin. Dahlias, canna lilies, cannas, caladium, begonias. When you clean those, put some dust on them to prevent insects and fungus. Get a thick, either a wooden box or a heavy cardboard box. And what I use is a banana box. Go into the supermarket, knock on the door of the produce department, and ask them if they can give you a couple of banana boxes. They're like double thick cardboard, very dense cardboard. They have handles on them. And you can put an inch of peat moss or some dry pine bark mulch on the bottom of your box. Set your bulbs on it, and then cover the bulbs with some bark mulch or peat moss. Place the boxes on the floor in your basement, as far away from the heat source as possible. What I do is I put mine near the bulkhead. You know, the steel door that you open to come in the cellar? Well, I have a door that we close to keep the coal out of the cellar, and I put them right up against the door. They get the coal coming in from the bulkhead. The floor is cold, and they stay dormant. Do not water, okay? And they'll be perfect. So any kind of a non-hardy bulb, if you can store it in containers, they'll do much better, but make sure that you start labeling them now, because you never know when you're going to get a frost. Now, with the arrival of Labor Day, we have a big, big season for now that reminds us of the spring, because the nurseries are receiving tulips, daffodils, crocuses, and all of your spring flowering bulbs. Now, the difference is, what you plant in the fall is winter hardy, and you do not have to dig up. And there are literally hundreds of different varieties of bulbs that you can plant. I love fall planting because you do it once. The olden days, when I first started, we always sold bone meal with them as a fertilizer. It was organic, it was slow release. But if you spilt bone meal on top of your flower bed, your neighbor's dog came over that night and said, "There's a dinosaur buried in that garden, and I'm going to dig it out." And all your hard work was for nothing. We're going to tell you more about fall bulbs for spring color right after these messages.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork, your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a time for you to relax. It's a long weekend, and we thought we would make it easy for you today where you can just sit back and enjoy the program and make some notes for things that you need to do. We talked about your summer flowering bulbs. Now we're going to talk about your spring. Spring flowering bulbs are, I think, much easier because once you plant them, you don't have to dig them up again. And the nurseries are getting in beautiful bulbs right now. The bulbs that you buy at a nursery are going to be a higher grade than what you buy in the box stores. They're a larger bulb. On daffodils, for example, they call what the nurseries get a double nose. And if you look at the bulb, it's two bulbs together. So it has two shoots. What the box stores sell is a single one stem. Now, when you plant spring flowering bulbs in the fall, things you have to remember is how deep. Because the bulbs that you buy are all different sizes. Think of covering your bulb with three times as much soil as the bulb is tall. So a crocus is roughly an inch in height. Which means you need to cover the crocus with 3 inches of soil. So you dig a hole 4 inches deep, 1 inch for the crocus, and 3 inches of soil on top of it. A daffodil is in the 3-inch height. So you need to dig a hole a foot deep, put your bulb in, cover it with 9 inches of soil. A tulip is 2, so you need to dig a hole 8 inches deep, 2 inches for the bulb, and 6 inches with soil above it. Now, the thing where a lot of us go wrong with bulbs, we know they're going to be in there permanently, but we don't take care of the soil. Think of it as you're planting a tree. Put some compost in it. Put some manure. Some type of organic matter. And if your soil is sandy, say you live on Cape Cod, they have a lot of sand. If you can put a product called Soil Moist in the hole, at the time of planting, and you don't need a lot. If you're planting a hole and you had, let's say, 10 tulips, all you need are 2, maybe 3 pinches of soil moist in the bottom of the hole. Scratch it in with your hands, add your compost. The soil moist will expand and create a growth that looks like jello. Roots grow into it, and it prevents it from drying out. So if we have a dry spring, your plants do much, much better. Plus, it helps them to get established a lot quicker. Now, if you're going to use the fertilizer, stay away from bone meal. We mentioned in the last segment that if you sprinkle bone meal on the ground, your neighbor's dog, raccoons, skunks will come into your yard. They smell the bone meal and will start digging. The Dutch bulb companies have now made a bulb fertilizer. Espoma has a fertilizer called Bulb Tone. And Dr. Earth has a bulb fertilizer with probiotics. These are great products. There's no smell. They will not attract animals. Now, speaking of animals, if you have animals on your property, it's something that you should know. Tulips are eaten by rodents. So if you plant a bunch of tulips and you've got chipmunks, moles, if you have squirrels, they're going to eat that bulb. If you have rabbits, the rabbits are going to eat the leaves and the flower when they develop above the ground. So if knowing that, stay away from tulips and plant daffodils. Daffodils are poisonous to these animals. They will not eat the bulb in the ground. So moles, voles, chipmunks, squirrels will not bother it. Rabbits, deer will not eat the flowers of daffodils in your garden. So ask the local garden center and they'll tell you which ones are eaten and which ones are not eaten by rodents. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticides, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's...
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Penn Garden Club. It's a great holiday. I want you just to sit back and relax today. You know, put your feet up and don't worry about anything. Just write down some notes, because we're going to try and educate you today. And just not taking any calls. We're just giving you information nonstop. So we've been talking a little bit about your fall bulbs that will bloom in the spring. And how some of them are going to be better for you to plant than others. Tulips are eaten by rodents and deer and rabbits. Daffodils are not. If you like small bulbs, like crocus are eaten by rodents and animals above the ground. You're better off with plants like grape hyacinths. And then there's plants called scilla and Chionodoxa. And your local garden center can show you all of these kinds of bulbs that are not eaten by rodents. It's a lot easier for you. You don't have to worry about covering them with wire and all this kind of stuff. But I want you to try something different this year. I told you about planting depth. Dig a hole a foot deep, and I'm going to say like 18 to 24 inches wide. Put some conditioning soil in the bottom. Set your daffodils, maybe 8 or 10 daffodils in that hole, spaced evenly. Cover them. So now you have about 8 inches of hole remaining. Put a dozen tulips in the same hole, right on top of your daffodils that have been covered with soil. And then cover your daffodils so that you have a hole that's now 4 inches deep. And on the top of that hole, you're going to put either grape hyacinths or crocus or something like that, small bulbs, cover it with soil. What's going to happen is your crocuses are going to come up in the spring, give you some color. As the crocuses fade, your early tulips will come and bloom in the same area. And then your daffodils will come and bloom in the same area. So with a hole 12 inches deep by maybe 15 to 18 inches wide, you have 3 different colors of plants coming out for you during the springtime at 3 different times of the year. And when you buy tulips, for example, they are early, mid-season, and late flowering. So if you're planning a wedding or some sort of an event, and you know roughly when it's going to be, the nursery can say, if you want color, then plant the mid-season rather than the early, or even the late rather than the mid-season, so they'll be in bloom for your wedding, for your anniversary party, or whatever you're planning for outside. And that's one of the great things about your spring flowering bulbs. Very, very easy. Now, also available in the fall will be lilies. They are available in the fall and again in the spring. So if you're going to be planting lilies, say to yourself, I will have Asiatic lily beetles during May and June. If you have lilies in your garden now, and you have these little red, like a ladybug, but rectangular in shape in your garden, if you use a product called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is available by Bonide, by Bayer Lawn and Garden, and by Fertilome. And you mix it with water, you water the soil where the bulbs are, and they will protect your lily for 1 year. Any Asiatic lily beetle that bites into it and eats the foliage will die. Good thing. Couldn't happen to a better bug. But it's a great product, very safe, follow the rules, the recommendations, and your Asiatic lily will not be a problem. Okay? And I like to feed my bulbs every year with a mycorrhiza fertilizer. The other thing is, with your spring flowering bulbs, do not remove the foliage until it turns yellow. If you decide, oh, I got to plant my impatiens and I got all the leaves of the tulips, and you remove all of the tulip leaves and don't give them a chance to turn yellow, they probably won't bloom next year. You'll still have leaves, but you may not have any blossoms. So give them time to mature, to send the energy that's in the leaves down to the bulb for next year. And that makes a big difference. So I use the mycorrhiza as a fertilizer. Now, if you planted bulbs last year, do you know where they are? Most people don't, because they've died to the ground, they're underground, and they could be any place in your garden. I have something I want you to try. When you go shopping, go into a sporting goods store and ask for plastic golf tees. They have to be plastic, because when you use a wooden tee, the tee is going to absorb moisture, the paint is going to come off, and that golf tee that was once white is now brown because all the paint came off. A plastic one always stays yellow or red or white or whatever color you buy. And when you plant your tulips and daffodils and crocuses in the center of the clump or the hole that you've made, put a golf tee sticking out of the ground about a half an inch. And like right now, if you were to go in your perennial bed or wherever you planted bulbs, you can see the golf tee. You know where they are, and you can put fertilizer above where they're growing, scratch it into the ground, the rain will wash it in, and your bulbs will get fed at this time of the year. So now they're getting fed spring and fall. And in the spring, when the tulips, daffodils, finish blooming, remove the flower. Don't let it make a seed pod. Cut off the flower. Okay? Feed them. Take bulb tone. If you can feed your bulbs spring and fall, tulips should last you around 3 to 5 years. Daffodils will last 5 to 8 years. If you don't feed them, half of the time will survive. So 3 to 5 goes to 1 to 2.5 years, if that. So use fertilizer spring and fall. Use something that's organic, like Bulb Tone or the Dr. Earth Bulb Fertilizer with probiotics. Both of these products contain mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza will double the size of the roots of that bulb in just a 30-day period. So use that when you plant. Use it again in the spring. Put a golf tee so that you can find them. And that way, let's say you were moving now, saying, oh, I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to move someplace else. You know where the golf tee is, right? You could go in your garden right now, dig up your daffodils, crocuses, tulips. You could dig them up right now, put them in a cardboard box, put them in your garage, and when you move, plant them at your new home. If you don't know where they are, good luck. So there's more than one reason for using this golf tee, and it works absolutely wonderful. Now, let's talk roses a little bit. This time of the year, no more food, nothing. You cannot fertilize your roses at this time, because if you feed your roses and the weather stays nice, they're going to grow. They're going to make all kinds of new growths. They're going to flower, but they're going to make all kinds of leaves and stems. You have to think what's coming ahead. You have to think November, December, January, February, March, April. You need to tell that plant that you want it to go dormant during the winter. So when you don't feed it, it stops making new growth. The tissue, instead of being succulent, soft, becomes fibrous and becomes woody, making it tougher for the winter ahead. So roses, as of the middle of August, no more food. Let them get tough. Let them prepare for the winter months ahead, and that way there's less dieback. Your roses become hardier because they have time to prepare for the weather ahead. Now, the other thing that you need to do is, if you live in the northern half of the United States, if you live from the Carolinas north, you need to say to that plant, winter is coming. I want you to be as tough as possible. And one thing that will ensure that that plant stays strong is that you do not prune your roses in the fall. Never, ever prune roses in the fall. If you live in Florida, no big deal. If you live in Mississippi, California, no big deal. Prune them all you want. But if you live in a climate where it gets cold and you prune your roses in October, because they're still going to be blooming, if you prune them, where you made the cut, the plant, does not have enough time to make a callus. So now you've got an open wound, open to the air, the wind, the sunshine, all winter. So when the wind blows across your yard, the wind will pull moisture out of that stem. The stem will start to dry. And if we have a winter with not a lot of snow, a lot of sun, and a lot of wind, the plants literally dry from the tips down. And when spring arrives, your roses have all died. So do not prune your roses back in the fall of the year. If you want to prune now, that's good. I mean, if you've got a plant that's really tall, you can cut it back right now. And it will have time to scab over. Now, what I like to do with my roses in the fall, and I wait till about Thanksgiving. I'll take Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. I'll spray my rose bush, all the branches that are there. If there's any leaves on them by Thanksgiving, I pull them off. Sorry, growing season's over. All the leaves come off. I spray the plant with Wilt Proof, and then I create a mound about a foot high with bark mulch. Make a little igloo to protect the base of that plant for the winter. That way, the mulch will freeze and thaw. The ground stays frozen, a lot less winter damage. So Wilt Proof, Wilt Stop, and bark mulch. I don't like pine needles. They're too easy to dig, and mice and moles can make a nest and say, hey, I've got a condo in Paul's garden. Dense material is best, even soil.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? You trust the government. Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237. Extension 242.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're giving you ideas of what needs to be done in the next couple of months in your garden. We've talked about shrubs and trees, perennials, annuals, bulbs, roses. So, and we still have a lot of time left, you know, so we're going to keep you busy. We want to remind you about our trip to Ireland next May. We're leaving May 13th through the 22nd, and this is a fabulous tour. Can you imagine Ireland in the spring, green Ireland, with all the summer, all the spring flowers up in bloom, the daffodils, the tulips, and then all the spring perennials. We land in Shannon, we leave in Dublin, and during the course of that time there, Galway, Killarney, Waterford, we visit 10 gorgeous gardens. Some of them are just incredible. And if you go to the website, paulparent.com, click on trips, and you'll see what we've got planned while we're in Ireland. And we built links to every single garden so that you can check out their website and you'll know what to expect. Plenty of time for shopping, great touring area, and you'll have a wonderful time. So check it out, paulparent.com. If you want some additional information, 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. and they'll give you all of the details. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. Newsletter comes out every Thursday. It's free. We have over 6,000 listeners right now that receive the email newsletter. And again, at the top of the page, put in your email address, hit submit. And if you want to see what it looks like, when you click on the email newsletter, you'll see an underline area. You click on there, and you can see what I wrote last week. So give it a try. Now, this time of the year, we got to start thinking about our containers. Whiskey barrels, window boxes, planters on our deck and patio. Well, we have to say to ourselves, anything that's ceramic or clay, if you live in an area where it's going to snow and freeze, they have to come inside. So as soon as you've had a frost and the containers are done for the year, pull all of the dead plant material in it. Take your containers, put them in a tool shed, in a garage. If they stay out of the water, they won't break. If you put them underneath the porch, water falls in the container, it's going to expand with the cold weather, and like an ice cube, will break your clay pots. So put them someplace where they won't fill with water. Now, if you don't, what you do is you find a place in your garden, dump the soil out of your container. So if you have a clay pot, dump the soil in your vegetable garden or in the flower bed. Take your container, put it in the backyard, underneath the porch even, upside down. And that way it won't fill full of water. It can take the cold, and it will survive the winter. Ceramic, a little bit more delicate. If you can, if you don't have any room, empty it, put it in a black trash bag, seal it nice and tight, put it upside down, and when spring comes, you can start all over again. Now, wooden containers like whiskey barrels and window boxes, even fiberglass window boxes on the side of the house, don't take the cold. And what I like to do around Veterans Day in November, I start to decorate for the holidays. And your local nursery will have fresh cut greens in bunches, red alderberries in bunches, ruscus, which is an Italian plant that's been dipped in the red dye and will retain the red color all winter long. And you can fill them with greens. Now, what I like to do is I'll fill them with greens, but then I'll take a piece of my rhododendron, a piece of my holly, put them in the window boxes for different textures. And that's what you should do. A little selective pruning, and you got beautiful evergreen foliage in your containers that can tolerate the cold and the ice.